Good. Say that. Okay, we're going to be learning tonight probably one of the arguably one of the most important concepts in whole Erech Chaim. We're going to be learning tonight probably one of the most widely very very important concept, which is the concept of mitzvah tzriches kavana. So it's a huge discussion, huge topic amongst the achronim, and we'll be learning it, we'll be discussing it in Mitzvah Hashem. We have a couple, we have literally three se'ifim to get to it. But this is a very important topic. We'll be just addressing amongst other shaynis. How do we pass a mitzvah tziches kavana or mitzvah en tziches kavana? And we'll be discussing what happens if somebody blows a shofar, for instance, and he's not in, and he doesn't have full intention. What's the halach? Is he yotze? Is he not yotze? What about the public? We'll be discussing what about eating matzah without proper intention. If you're just too finished by the time you get to moetzi matzah, all you want is to actually get to the. You're eating the matzah, you're not concentrating on what you're doing. Do you have to afterwards eat a double portion of avikoymen? Because mitzvah is covered. Or what is the halacha with regards to davening? And what exactly does it mean mitzvah is kavana? What does it mean? What is he referring to? What kavana are we talking about? Do you need to have these hoiche kavanas, like the goyse tzadikim? Or maybe is it more, what is exactly does it mean? So all these questions which will be covered, I hope most of them tonight, but maybe not. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch said. We have to get to it because we're up to Simen Nun Tes. We'll be learning Sif Hey briefly before that, which says the following. Final halacha with regards to Yoitze Oyer. Sif Hey. Im Ta'ar Bevirkas Yoitze. If a person was saying the Baruch of Yoitze Oyer and he made a mistake, in a way, he made a mistake and he got all confused and he needs to be replaced. The chaz needs to be replaced because he got all muddled up. Now the question is, where does his replacement, his substitute, where does he start from? Where does he start from? From the place where he made a mistake, or does he need to go back? Does he need to go back? So Shulchan Aruch says, im ta'a, if he made a mistake, if his mistake happened, and it needs to be substituted, it needs to be taken over by somebody else. Im ta'a mekdusha ve'eilech, if the mistake happened from Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh onwards, ein ha'sheni tzorich lehaschel, the second one taking over his place does not need to start, elo only, mimokom shepasak, he only needs to start from the place where he... Where the first person made a mistake, that's where he needs to carry on from. He does not need to start earlier. Says the Ramah, it doesn't mean literally the word where he got mixed up. Rather what he means, says the Ramah, he will start from Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh onwards. He does not need to start from Yoitze Ha'ore V'Yichoy Sheikh. Rather where he needs to start is from Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's the meaning of the Ramah. Ve'im ta'or koydim kedusha, and if you made a mistake before Kodesh, 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 tzorich lehaschel, it needs to start b'rosh at the very beginning. So the Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction. Where does this huge mistake take place? Where is he getting all mulled up? Where does he need to be substituted? Where is he actually taking? Where is it happening? If it's happening after Kodesh, 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 you start. He's going to go back a few. And he's going to go back and he's going to start from Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. If it happened before Kodesh, 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 you're going to be starting from the very beginning of Yoitze Oyer. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this a little bit, and he says, in Sifkot Chof Tes, he says, B'roish, She'ein cholkim brocha achas l'shtayim. He says that before Kodesh, 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 it's all considered one brocha, and we don't separate, divide a brocha into two. Most importantly, however, the Mishnah Berurah makes the following line, and he says, all that we said now is only, Bizman she yonoy again, this is only true in the times that the custom was, Loitzi bevirkas kriyas shema. This was only, everything that we discussed until now was only in previous generations, where people would be moitzi for birkas kriyas shema. Avol kayoim, but nowadays, Shaminek, the custom is, Shekol echon nevorich leatzmoy, everybody makes a bracha on himself. Ve'ein shum echot yoitzi bevirkas shliach tzibu. Nobody's actually being moitzi, yoitzi through the bracha of the shliach tzibu. Im nishtatik a shliach tzibu bevirkas yoitzi oir, if the chazen get all mixed up in the middle of yoitzi oir, v'chagavna, and similar b'chol ha-brachas, in any brachas levad mitzvah, excluding shmoneh esrei. Also, asheni oyim etachtov, the second one taking his place, is not allowed to lachzu l'aschem u'rokim shekva oma metchila be'atzmoy. He says that nowadays it's a little bit different because anybody is anyway saying the brachas kiyashma himself, so therefore you won't actually be able to repeat something a second time. You literally have to start where he stopped, and you're going to carry on from there. So nowadays, the minhag is different because nobody's actually yotze for the brachas of Kiryat Shema. At kan simen nun tes, and now we're going to start with simen samach. Din brachas le Kiryat Shema ve'im tzrichin kavona. The big discussion as to whether Kiryat Shema needs kavona. He's starting off with a bit of an introduction, or not really introduction, just a first point, which is brachas shnia. The second bracha after Yetzer Oyer is Avo Rabo. Avos Oylem, excuse me. Shulchan Aruch, Nusach is Avos Oylem. Is that your minik? Avos Oylem? Yeah. V'yesh Oymum, some say Avo Rabo. The Ashkenazish minik is to say Avo Rabo. V'chei Noyagin, and that is the minik b'chol Ashkenaz in all Ashkenazish countries. V'yeino Paisachas B'voruch, it does not start with Baruch. Whether you say Avos Oylem or whether you say Av Rabo, you don't start with Baruch. Mipnei Shei Smucha, because it is right next to Birkas Yotze Oyer, Baruch of Yotze Oyer. Vimi Poiteras, Birkas HaToyre, and as to whether Av Rabo can pater, can exclude Birkas HaToyre, Eile El, Simon Mem Zayin, that's discussed in Simon Mem Zayin. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Excuse me, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, V'chei Noyagin Haynu B'Boika. The minhag to say Av Rabba is in the morning. Avol Po'erev, but in the evening, Noyagin Loima Avos Oylem, the custom is to say Avos Oylem. V'atam Shenoagu V'Lamoyim Av Boika, and the reason why in the morning we say Av Rabba, Mishum Deksiv, because it says, Chadoshim Lavkorim Rabba Menoisecha, V'kol Zeh Lechatchis, only Lechatchila, Avol B'Di'evet, but if B'Di'evet, Afim Oma, Kol HaNusach Shel Avos Oylem, B'Boika, Yotze Dechavosoy. If you say Avos Oylem in the morning by mistake, but you have it, yoytze. It doesn't matter. Just lechatchila, but you have it, yoytze. Save base. Korah kriya shema. What happens if you said shema? Veloy broche, without a broche. Yotzoy de choyvas kriya shema. Yoytze kriya shema. Vechoyze vekoyre broche is, and you're going to go with the broches, beloy kriya shema, without kriya shema. Venirali, it is, in my opinion, better, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shetoyv lachzer velikrois, kiyah shema ima boches, better to say kiyah shema with the boches again. Right, so this Shulchan Aruch addressed the following shaila. What's the halacha if he said shema, but you didn't say the boches? Happens maybe, what could be a case for that, Rabbi Yisai? Because kiyah shema. For instance, good example, if you daven late, so what are you going to be doing? You're going to be saying Shema without brachas. Later on, which is after Sovzman, you're going to say Shema with the brachas. Does that make sense? So Shulchan Aruch's question is, if you say Shema without the brachas, are you yoitza already? You are yoitza already. Does that therefore mean that you cannot say the brachas later? If you have said, if we are learning that Birk is Kriya Shema, our Boch is to Kriya Shema, and you said Shema earlier, so surely one could argue that you can't say the Boch is later, because you've said Shema already. Does that make sense? So the Shulchan Aruch says, a big chiddush, that Choyze v'koyre HaBoch is below Kriya Shema, there is such a thing as saying the Boch is without, the Birk is Kriya Shema without actually saying Shema. You can't say Birkas Kriya Shema without saying now the Shema, which of course is a big chiddush. And the Shulchan Aruch says better to say Shema with it. Right, and now says the Shulchan Aruch the famous discussion of Tzichus Kavona. Before that, he just brings the Ma'akev, but excuse me, Seif Gimel. Seidah HaBrochas Einu Ma'akev. The Seidah of the Brochas is not Ma'akev. Sheim Iktim Shnei Leshoyna. If you said the first, the second one before the first one, Yotzei Chayvas Brochas. If you said Yotzei Oyer after Av Rabo, it doesn't matter with Yevet. Right. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Oymim Some say, She'ein Mitzvah Tzichus Kavona. Some hold that mitzvahs do not need kavana. V'yesh oimrim, and some say shetzich es kavonah. That mitzvah tzich es kavonah. Lot says to be yotze be'asiyas oisam mitzvah v'chein alocha, and that is the alocha. Shulchan Aruch says there is a very important machloikus as to whether mitzvahs tzich es kavonah or whether mitzvahs don't need kavonah. And Shulchan Aruch said the halacha is that tzich es kavonah. They will need kavonah. So what does that mean, Rabbi? So what's a good example of mitzvah tzichas kavana? Yeah?
By saying you need to have kavana for
Shechiyonu. For Adam. You're saying a very specific case of being yotze the mitzvahs of Seder, Leila Seder. Oh, you are referring to something very specific, which is not actually got to be mitzvah tzichas kavana. Mitzvah tzichas kavana is a much more universal concept. An example, also enough kamina. Good example. Mitzvah tzichas kavana. If you're mitzvah tzichas kavana and you're sitting in the sukkah without thinking about it, then Reb Shai says that if mitzvah tzichas kavana, and so you're sitting in the sukkah and you don't have intention. You don't intend to fulfill the mitzvah. So if mitzvah tziches kavana, you're not yotze the mitzvah. And if mitzvah ain't tziches kavana, you're fulfilling the mitzvah anyway. Happens to be that sukkah is a bit of a tricky one, but I hear the concept. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. The Bach, yeah. Well, another example. What about just... Well, another example. Tefillin. Potentially tefillin. We'll speak about tefillin. But tefillin, yes, if mitzvah tziches kavana, and you don't have intention, you're just daydreaming, you know, tending at all what you're doing. If mitzvah tziches kavana, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. We'll see, tefillin might also be an exception. But, pardon? Yeah, potentially, yeah. Yeah, good, so we get it, okay. What exactly is the kavana that you need? What is the kavana? What are we referring to? Can somebody define that kavana? What is it? I mean, I think, when I'm thinking about Kavona, I can think, for instance, the Amshnova Rebbe. I don't know if you've ever seen the Amshnova Rebbe. Amshnova Rebbe. So if you think about it, just before Chanukah, you know, his coaches going to the Amshnova Rebbe's Hadlaka, his name is Chanukah. I think it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the Hadlaka. It takes him minutes and minutes and minutes just to make the bracha. I remember he was, when I was in yeshiva, there was the Amshnav Rebbe was invited to a bris. The Ger Rebbe, Zangzunt made a bris. I think it was his grandson's bris. And it was well known that the Amshnav Rebbe was invited for the bris. And he was invited, actually, I think he was invited to, I was making a bracha, so what could he have been? Well, surely he wasn't the Moel. Maybe Brochus. I said, if you want to see what Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona means, you go and watch how the Amshna Rebbe does it. So it was, again, flocks of people flocking in to see the Amshna Rebbe making a Brocha. Had that. Yeah, the Amshna Rebbe. Or Reb Don Segal. If you've ever seen Reb Don Segal just making Asher Yotza, which I was zoichet to see. Reb Don Segal davening a Shmoyne Esra. Or if you think about Reb Meir Tzvi Yerushalayim, his Shmoyne Esra, just normal Maariv Shmoyne Esra taking over an hour. And that's what we think. So is that what it means, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona? If you fail to have that Kavona, are you not Yotze? Is that what it means? According to the man, the Omar, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. What does he mean, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona? How do you define Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona? Yeah.
On the fact that you're doing that mitzvah.
Oh, so Moshele says, it's the Kavona of doing that. Say that again, what was the words? The fact that you're doing that mitzvah. Is that how you define it? How would you define it? You have kavana, you have intention to do what? Intention of doing it. Good. Now, there's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah who actually defines that. Let us understand exactly the definition of this universal and global machloikas of mitzvah tzichas kavana or not. This is a beautiful Mishnah Berurah, and I must say, it's a bit of a tricky Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotni Zayin. Da, you should know, what comes out from the poiskim. Shnei kavonois yesh la mitzvah. There is two intentions regarding a mitzvah. Achas. One kavona that exists is the following. Kavonas haleiv le mitzvah atzmo. I'm going to translate literally kavonas haleiv. The kavona in the heart le mitzvah atzmo. To the actual mitzvah. Veshenis, and the second kavona which exists, kavona lotzeis bo. Kavona to be yoytze the mitzvah, the haynu ay ishi chavin lekayim boze kashetziva Hashem. So one mitzvah is kavonas halev, the kavon of the heart to the mitzvah, and the second one is she chavin lekayim boze kashetziva Hashem. The second kavona is to do the mitzvah as Hashem commanded. Does that sound interesting, Abba Yisai? How do you make the distinction between two kavonas? How do you? What did the Mishavur just say? Yeah, how would you define that?
So you could have commanded doing what the Rotsam Hashem and wearing tzitzis, but you're actually not wearing tzitzis, you're actually holding a chicken. Or you could have commanded that you are actually wearing tzitzis, but you're doing it because your friend John said to do it.
Good, good. So it's the reason why you're doing the mitzvah. Let us see, the Mishnah Berurah explains this very nicely. The kavonas ha-mitzvah, the kavona of the mitzvah, which we're discussing in this eve, ein tolui klal, has nothing to do at all, the kavonas ha-leiv, with intention of the heart, le mitzvah atzo, to the actual mitzvah, sheichavein beliboy, that his intention is heart, le mashu moitzim epiv, what exactly he's saying, valihare beliboy ledova ache, and he doesn't have intention in his heart by anything else, to go in such as the kiyas shema, whilst reciting shema, v'tfinet shmoneser, v'yikas ha-mozum kiddush v'chadoyme. This le kule alme lechat mitzvah. This, according to all your opinions, lechatchila, it's a mitzvah shechavim beliboy, should have intention to do things properly. Or but the eved, however, but the eved imiloi kiven, if you didn't have that level of kavona, yotza you are yotze. Levad, excluding me pasuk rishon shel kriyas shema, first pasuk of kriyas shema, ubiyekas ovos shel tefila, and the first brachin of ovos in shmoneh esrei. K'mo shel isbale, come on. Rak only shemuchlokim. The machloikas is here. Beinyan imchayev lechavin koydim shemaschil la mitzvah lotzis b'tzias meiris mitzvah. Look at those words. Sheichav shemuchlok nemachloikas is beinyan imchayev lechavin. If his intention is hard, koydim before prior shemaschil la mitzvah starts the mitzvah lotzis to be yotze b'tzias yotze mitzvah. There's yotze the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, if I can just rephrase this, there's two kavanas. One kavana is that you have got a beautiful kavana of what you're doing, the words of Shema, the words of Shmoneh Esrei, the deeper meaning of the mitzvah, and what exactly you're doing and why you're doing it. That, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you don't have that kavana, that's not the end of the world. Yes, of course, lechatchila you should. You should know what you're saying, you should know what you're doing, but if you don't, it doesn't matter. Here we're referring to something else. The machloket mitzvahs tzriches kavana is just the person's approach to the mitzvah. If I can rephrase this. The Mishnah Berurah's word is, prior to the mitzvah, what am I doing here? Am I putting a scarf around me? Or am I actually, what I'm doing now is actually a mitzvah for Hashem? What the deeper meaning is, why I'm doing it, what exactly it is, never mind about that. That's not what we're talking about. Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona is the basic approach to the mitzvah that I'm doing over here, what Hashem commanded me. Not more than that. I think that the key duke that the contemporary poskim say is, when do you actually need to have this Kavona, Rabbi Yisai? When is the timing of this Kavona? Exactly, it's fascinating. I don't know if everybody agrees to that, but the Achronim, the contemporary poskim, it's before. Look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah.
As opposed to during.
Yeah. Know. Isn't that interesting? The Mishnah Berurah's word is, koidem shechayev lechaven koidem shemaschil ha-mitzvah. Before you start the mitzvah, before you put on a talus, think, it's not even a second, it's a split second. Just the approach. What am I doing now? I'm doing what Hashem commanded me. When I'm, can you think of another example, please, of a mitzvah? What else is there? Yeah, very good. Matzah. Well, speak, matzah is an exception, but yeah, let's, for the moment, speak about matzah. There's so many exceptions. There's more exceptions to the rule than the matzah. Yeah, before the bialochas words, which we're going to get to, mitzvah Hashem, next week. Matzah, you think about it. What am I doing over here? I'm not actually eating a cracker. I'm not eating a cracker. Mitzvah Zechavona tells me, I'm going to do now an action which Hashem commanded me. Not more. I'm just about to do an action which Hashem commanded me. That's that. Rabbosai, what do you think about this? I think it's this Mishnah Berurah is an absolute eye-opener. So if I don't understand it, it doesn't matter. If the way I perform a mitzvah is not like the Amshin of a Rebbe, the way I perform a mitzvah is not like the Heilige Tzadikim, it's not nothing to do whatsoever with Mitzvah Chizkavona. It's a very important thing. Mishnah Berurah says, Achatchila, aim high. But if you can't, it doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about. Mitzvah Chizkavona is just an approach towards a mitzvah. What happens if a person did not have Kavona? Are you Yoytze or not?
Yeah?
According to the opinion, Mitzvah Tziches Kavona. And that's how Maral HaMechaber paskens. If you didn't have Kavona, are you Yoytze or not? You say you are?
Yeah.
I've got some news. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Nches, She Tziches Kavona. Ve'im loy kivei lotzes yedechoy v'asoy be'asiyas ha-mitzvah. If you did not have intention, according to this opinion, loy yotze min ha-tere, you are not Yoytze the mitzvah. So if a person, according to this opinion Shulchan Aruch, and that's how Shulchan Aruch passes, if you didn't have intention before you ate the matzah, if you didn't, when you heard the shofar, you just trying to listen to music, you just had no connection at all to a mitzvah, you're completely not in a mitzvah approach,
you will never live shul then.
Why is that?
Because if you need to repeat, we are Eridat HaDorot.
Do you think that the way the Mishnah Berurah?
I think each one of us to his own level.
Good, that's a nice thought. But do you think that the level of the requirement of the Mishnah Berurah, that sheichavein, that you should just have kavana, that you're doing something for Hashem? Do you think that is very challenging? Do you think that's very hard?
I think, yeah. If you're coming to shachrit, you know, you had a bad night. There's no way you have Kavanah.
Yeah.
And so, you're going to stay, 3 hours for
Shachrit? Yeah, just go over and over, Okay, that's going to be, So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to Mount Omer, Mitzvah is Kavana. If you didn't have Kavana, Lo Yotze Min HaTorah, V'Tzorich Lachzor V'Lasot, you will have to actually do it again. V'Afilo Im Sofek Im Lo Yikiven, even if you're in doubt as to whether you're Yotze or not, Himo Mitzvah Dereise, if it's a Dereise Mitzvah, Sveke Lechumra. As we know, Sveke Dereise, Lechumra. If you have to do a mitzvah again because of the Asa Lechumra, to make a bracha again, some days I'm a chlok with a bracha, even if you didn't have intention in the first place, for sure. So that's an interesting primogotim that you don't make a bracha again. Yes? Good. Beautiful point. Give me an example, please. So you're saying that there are mitzvahs that not automatically you're going to assume there's a kavanah. Please explain and give an example.
I'll show you a tzav.
The filling of
people aren't people do often say bracha without thinking, but mustam they're not saying a bracha except for the fact because the stump kavanah is to be yotze rosh hashem, not because they're just saying only.
Good. So what is the point of talis? Very interesting. You're saying, Mr. Katanka says that because, why would you put the talis on, if not for the mitzvah? Therefore, surely, you're yotze anyway. So you don't need kavana. Are you saying that you don't need kavana? Or are you saying that you automatically have to go on? Subconscious kavana. That's an interesting one. So are you saying, what is the crucial point? What's the tzad hashoveh between Hadlokas Neres Chanukah and Talis? Why are those mitzvahs different than, say,
Tadirut,
Chanukah?
Yeah.
Every year. Every mitzvah do once a year.
Exactly. So obviously you're going to put more Kavanah.
Talis.
And it's, in England it's almost like every day you light in the
Kavanah. Sure.
So you're still awake and still...
Some of us, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Talit is every day.
No, because Gideon says that talus, you have a kavana anyway.
Gideon, I agree with his approach. Because you're blessing for the talit anyway.
So automatically, good. So, but what is the point, Abu Isai? Why are you saying that? Because what you're pointing on is, Mamash, you're going towards the bialocha. So which mitzvah would you say that the discussion of mitzvah tzichas kavanah will apply? What is different about talis and, let's say, menorah? What is about them? That's a very interesting one as well, actually. The distinction between mitzvah tzichas kavanah as to whether it exists by menorah lechaveiroi. It's a very good one. Okay, we'll leave this open. Yeah, what do you want to say?
They're nicer.
Oh, wow, look at that. Unbelievable. Because there's an action involved. And since there's an action involved, that automatically you're going to have kavana. Beautiful point. We're going to leave this open. We'll discuss it next week in Mitzvah Hashem. Very good.